Common Sense POV. Common Sense Solutions for Uncommon Problems. Welcome back, folks. Today we're going to talk about a totally different subject than we normally talk about. We're going to talk about violence in schools. The violence in the schools is getting outrageous. We hear mostly about the cases of an active shooter on campus, a tragedy that no one wants. However, when you narrow it down to the actual amount of active shootings we have, to the amount of schools, it's a very, very low percentage. One is too many. Absolutely. I'm not trying to downplay it. But I think we could do much better with the overall violence that's occurring in schools. The violence has always been a problem in the upper grades, high schools, and even middle schools. However, what we're finding now, and by surveys that I've taken and talking to many, many knowledgeable people in the field of education, teachers who deal every day with these situations, it's getting really, really bad out there. We're losing veteran teachers because they just can't take it anymore, or they're afraid. Now, why should a teacher be afraid to go into a classroom? She shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. This teacher shortage is terrible in this nation. Every state has a teacher shortage. And with violence occurring daily in the schools and against teachers, it's not going to get any better. The raises are another debate. But I think most people would agree that teachers are underpaid for the amount of hours and effort they put into their profession. Many, many go home every night with work to do, probably more than the kids get in homework. However, the real problem is when they can't be safe or their other students can't learn properly because of one or two bad apples in the classroom causing problems. It might just be a simple thing as a kid talking a lot, or it could be as bad as somebody that gets up out of their chair, hits other students, curses at the teacher and other students, putting chokeholds on other students for absolutely no reason. Now you say, well, that's silly, that doesn't happen. Well, it is happening. Those incidents happen a lot in the special education classes for children with disabilities. Some of it is due to their disabilities, but I personally question if all of it's due to their disabilities. I think sometimes we're making it an excuse for bad behavior. And of course, part of autism is bad behavior. A lot of students are unclassified as having autism, but they may have it, or they have a form of some sort of a mental illness that affects their behavior. So that is one problem. The government throws an awful lot of money at children with disability nowadays. A lot of tax dollars going there. Let's talk about tax dollars for a second. Anyone who owns real estate in a community, a good portion, percentage-wise, of their taxes that they pay on their home, their property, is going to fund education in that community, public education. I have no problems at all with that. Might have to raise up the millage rate in areas to get the proper amount of money that the districts need. I'm not really going to talk to that issue today. What I'm talking about, though, is what I feel is a deception of the paying public, the taxpayers, the people who live in a community in any given state, being led to believe that the schools are safe and a good place for learning. That's not the case always. I broadcast from Florida. Florida had a severe tragedy, I think it was about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, down in the Miami area, where I believe it was 17 students were killed and teachers. And we came up with a law to try and prevent that from ever happening again. I'm all for it. I back it 100%. The problem that I see, though, is there's kind of a loophole in the law, in that you can have in your schools what they call a resource officer, who is basically a full policeman, carries a weapon, trained as a policeman, and has arrest powers, and can get involved in fights at the school, violence in the school, just about anything, just like a normal police officer would. All for it, think they earn their money. Perhaps the only thing you could say, and I'm really not saying this, but someone might say they need more training in handling the age bracket or children they're dealing with. I could go along with that. I have no problem with that. But what's happening in a lot of school districts in Florida, I believe 18 counties, is we have something called the Guardian Program, Special Guardians. And they're trained to deal with the active shooter. Basically, that's all they do. Yes, they check the gates, they check the facility for make sure nobody's coming on campus that shouldn't be. But the whole purpose is to find that one active shooter and take them out. Again, that's a good thing. However, let's be realistic. How many campuses are going to have an active shooter? Very, very few, number-wise. So what I suggest is that they train these people, these mostly men, I guess, to learn more and make more. Currently, they start off roughly around $30,000 and go up for the guardians. It breaks down to roughly, in the county I'm in, about $20 an hour. And like I say, they will not get involved. A teacher could be being beaten up. Maybe their own personal belief gets them involved. But really, they're told by their superiors not to get involved. Attacking children, do not get involved. Kid doing damage on the campus, it's all left up to administration. And administration, I don't think, is trained at all properly anymore to handle the situations. They're far too easy on most of the students from what I can see. They always want to give them a second, third, 10th, 15th, 20th chance. They say they're entitled to a free education. Absolutely, I agree with that. However, you're entitled to walk down the street, you're entitled to get a driver's license, you're entitled to do a lot of things. When you break the rules that are set up continuously, you lose that privilege. You go 100 miles an hour down the road, you're going to lose your driver's license. You drive drunk, you're going to lose your driver's license. But in a school, at best, you get suspended, and that's becoming very rare. What I'm trying to say is you have to really do something awful to really face the consequences anymore. And that brings us back to the elementary schools. We've always treated children as children. Why not? Why wouldn't we? But now we find that these young children, very young children, are awful, some of them. I'm not saying all of them, thank God. Most of them are good kids, they want to learn, they're sweet to be around, they're everything their parents want them to be. But unfortunately, there are some children out there, whether it's a disability or just a bad child, take your pick. It doesn't matter in the end if he's hurting somebody. And that's why I say these guardians need to be taken out of the elementary schools that they're in, trained to become the full-fledged resource officers, pay them a bit more, and make them worth more. Keep the schools safe. Keep the building safe. Keep the teachers safe. People in Florida probably have heard this story. It happened on March 2nd of this year, where a teacher got beat up so badly for the second time by a five-year-old child. She was put in the hospital with serious injuries that she may not fully recover from, as the papers say. That's horrendous. To even think that a five-year-old child could do such a thing is really hard to believe. But for all you people out there that have had children attacked, hurt by other kids in the classroom, you know what I'm talking about. And I hope a lot of people hear this. This is by far the most important podcast I have ever made. Because this is not just about money in the stock market. This is about our future as a country. Our future to live under laws that have been set. We don't agree with everything that's out there. We have two views of about everything that happens. However, I don't think anybody wants to see a teacher hurt or another student hurt going to school. Whether it's a shooting or a stabbing, or just being punched out so brutally that you go to the hospital, or what about throwing a pencil in a child's eye out? It happens. What about a child now has an iPad, which most of them, they do have that nowadays, and one kid comes up, grabs it, and throws it on the floor and breaks it. Who pays for it? Probably the school. I don't see them going after the parents in most cases. The parents may not even have the money to replace it. That's really not the issue. The issue, the counties are collecting a lot of money. The state has put a law into effect. They just have to make a minor change. Cut out the guardian program. Cut out the thought of teachers carrying guns. I am a licensed carrier. I don't believe that a teacher should be carrying a gun in the school. That puts too much burden on them. Maybe in a very special circumstance it might work. I just don't think it's a good idea personally. But I do think having a full-fledged resource officer in every building that's considered a school in the state of Florida or any state in this union is a great idea. It may cost a little bit more in some states. Here it will cost a little bit more, but not all that much. Is not somebody worth a life worth 10% more in a dollar figure? And that's what we're talking about. We're worried about the one in a million chance of an active shooter, and that's all we're paying for. I know of one instance, over 60,000, not counting benefits, and basically all they do is stand around. And not picking on them, because that's what they've been trained to do. And I think our politicians need to stop the rhetoric out there of how great the law is and how many lives are being saved. Because it's not the truth. The truth is, yes, lives are being saved, but how many children are being injured in elementary schools? How many are losing learning hours, minutes, because the classroom is torn up and disruptive by one of these wild kids? So this, I hope, at the very least, stirs some thought. I hope people listen to this more than ever before. I've never asked you to ask a friend to listen to it. But if you have a child, a grandchild, a niece or a nephew that you know, and they're good kids, and the only way we can do this is get together and get these laws changed. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, we're turning into a communist nation, putting cops in the schools. Well, I don't believe that, number one. I think laws are made. There's school codes of conduct, and all I'm saying is put someone in there that will enforce it. If you don't have someone to enforce it, the rules will be broken to such a point where nobody can fix it. The system will fall apart. The administrators do not seem to be the type to really punish the children. And maybe that shouldn't be their position, where they have to punish a child. Let's leave it up to the big bad policeman to get it done. Let me know your thoughts. Maybe you say there's a lot of smart people out there. You have a better idea. But I do know we need to make it safer learning environment for the students, the teachers, and the administrators. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to your comments. Have a good day.